We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with almost 50 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented each week by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. I'm voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. Joined by Stan Weber, longtime color analyst for Kansas State football and men's basketball. And men's basketball is basically the topic today. And Stan, what a week it's been. And it follows a very, very tough stretch. K-State had a hard season, lost 13 consecutive games. But going back to last Saturday, K-State won on the road at TCU, 62-54, closed that game on a 16-3 run. And then the midweek game on Tuesday knocked off Oklahoma, the seventh-ranked team in the land, 62-57, and K-State closed that game on a 15-4 run. I guess I'll just say this. What a couple of games for Bruce Weber and his crew. It's been great.
Absolutely, and it was just so important because this last week, a week ago, we did the podcast, and they had just produced the least points in Bramlage Coliseum history. And it was so important for them to believe that what they were doing works. And that was the big question mark we left last week with Wyatt. After scoring 41 points against Kansas, we said it looked like their offense was doing some good things. It looked like they had open shots. They just could not make anything from behind the arc. And even throughout their offense, the open shots just would not go down. Mike McGurl, senior, was really bummed out that he played so poorly in that game. And that was the story of last week. But what we were saying on the podcast was they've got to believe that what the coaches are telling them is working. Just stick with it. And they're starting to play better defense. And that is starting to come around. Well, the good news is, Wyatt, they did that. They believed. They gave it a shot against TCU. And the belief continued and increased. I thought Selton Miguel really made the big step at the TCU game and said, hey, I'm going to lock down and play R.J. Nembhard like you can't believe. I'm going to act like my buddy Barry Brown, you know, and say, I've seen Barry on tape now, and Selton, I can do this also. So he did that. He played great defense, and then his game kicked into gear to another level. And then the whole team just made winning plays down the stretch, Wyatt, and that was pretty amazing. You talked about that run to finish off the game. Very impressive because TCU made a move with about 5 minutes left, and it scared you that, uh-oh, here we go again. But K-State said, no way. Nigel Pack hitting a big three-pointer. Selton Miguel, five straight points, including a three-pointer. And they went going away. But it was really about, do you believe? Do you believe in what the coaches are doing, telling you, and do you believe it's starting to work? And somehow, some way, they gave it a shot. And then they got rewarded. Guess what happened after that, Wyatt? They don't have to question the belief now. They know it works. And they went ahead and carried it out one game further and got that big win. I mean, what a win to beat the number 7 team in the country in Oklahoma and have 2 straight wins.
Yeah, it's really been something. And let's stay with the defensive theme here, Stan. Let's analyze that a little bit. What has happened? What is different here in the last couple of weeks? Because it's clear that defensively, K-State is starting to make its hay there in a big, big way.
Well, one thing that they're doing is they really have cleaned up their ball screen defense. The big guys are getting in better position. You think about Casey Eziegu, he really hadn't played that much. Wyatt, he'd been out for a while. Now he's getting into a rhythm, helping. Davian Bradford is doing a good job in those ball screens. And then everybody's helping out. There's rebounding is a big component of it, that you're going to rebound the ball after a miss. Think about Dejuan Gordon getting a double-double against Oklahoma. Wyatt clearing 9 defensive boards. Antonio Gordon, before that, the last few games or so, as becoming a rebounding guru, helping on the defensive end, getting rebounds. Nigel Pack, Mike McGurl, look at their rebounding totals, Wyatt. Those guys are all back there saying, if a team misses, we're not going to get them a second shot. And then you've noticed that they've taken on kind of what I'll call a Coach K Duke phenomenon, where they get down and slap their hands on the ground once in a while to remind themselves that defensive position is bending the knees. You know, it's not just athleticism. It's not just effort and smarts and playing together. You got to bend your knees and engage to a deeper level. And I think they've all started to do that. But I do think a big spark that Bruce Weber spoke about, and this is just me imposing what I kind of look back and evaluate athletics with and remember when I played, Wyatt. Sometimes when you see a group of kids, for instance, out playing and they're jumping up against the wall to see how high they can jump, and then all of a sudden here comes a kid over that hadn't been with them, and they said, hey, why don't you jump? And then he jumps 6 inches higher up the wall. And it's like 3 seconds later that everyone else jumps 6 inches higher up the wall. How did that happen? It's just the mind, the belief that, why couldn't I jump that high? Sure. My buddy did it. I thought watching the tape, Bruce Weber having, and the coaching staff, showing them tape of Barry Brown, Dean Wade, Cam Stokes, and Mike McGurl when he was young, and seeing how they play defense, I think they learned a whole new level of intensity, of help defense, of how to play ball screens. And I think when they saw it, that was K-State basketball, and this is the way it's done at the level Bruce Weber expects, I think it just opened their mind up. Like, oh, now I get what you're saying. And I think it really, really helped. Credit the players for buying in. Credit Selton Miguel for stepping up his defensive play. Wide Antonio Gordon. And Dejuan Gordon, I think, has played very good defense the last 2 games against TCU and against Oklahoma. He was there on the help defense side just like he was supposed to be. So I think showing them how it was done in the past just a few years ago really helped this team. That's just good coaching. Find a way to make it real to them, and now they're starting to execute the way that Bruce Weber teams normally do on the defensive end.
Well, you said a lot there, and I guess I'll add to this and have you comment about this, because Dejuan Gordon is playing at a pretty high level on the defensive side. And when you put that with the job that we have seen recently out of Selton Miguel, it gives you 2, not that there aren't other guys that defend, I don't mean it that way, but you're talking about 2 pretty elite kind of style defenders, and you can work with that. And it's been fun to watch. Selton, this guy does not have a freshman body at 205 pounds. He's strong, and Dejuan's so long and athletic and has great leaping ability. No surprise here that both are pretty darn good defenders early in their careers.
Yeah, no surprise at all. And it's great to see the improvement, right, to see them step it up. And Dejuan, you know, he's coming off that injury. He's been a little bit slowed, hadn't played in a while, and yet he's right there on all the defensive rotations. Only he's a sophomore, but he should be a veteran on the mindset of defense. He shouldn't be making mistakes. And we really saw that. I think about my mindset, how many times TCU had the ball near the rim. We're driving with some dangerous players. You think about Miles and Nembhard, Wyatt, and then you got a big guy waiting for dunks if they lob it up to him. And here comes Dejuan circling over and stopping the driver before he can go up for a shot, just stopping the whole play and putting them in a bind. And suddenly they kick it back out and there's no damage done. That is not by accident. That's very good defense. But I also think we need to credit not only Mike McGurl, obviously he's doing so many things, Wyatt, playing defense and fighting like crazy. But we don't talk about Nigel Pack's defense enough. He leads the team in steals, number one. And when you see how K-State plays defense, there's a lot of switching going on. He may bring the point guard up the court on defense, and then the point guard hands off to a guy in a dribble handoff. When a guy comes from the wing and moves to the middle of the court, guess what? Nigel Pack switches, and he's on the ball again. And then they do it again. And if you kind of count the seconds, sometimes he's down in a deep knee bend with intense pressure on him with a guy looking to drive the basketball. And three different guys have had the basketball, and he's still the one guarding every one of them. You know, you think about it sometime when you're watching a game, fans. You know, just watch how the switching occurs and how sometimes the guy who's on the ball stays on the ball, even though three or four different guys get the ball. And, you know, Nigel's doing a very good job of that, not getting himself in foul trouble. And think about the last two games, Wyatt. Another big statement. Rudy Williams was not available. And with him not available, how is K-State going to play basketball and have the point guard position be good and avoid turnovers? Well, that means Nigel Pack has got to stay out of foul trouble, and he's got to extend his minutes. He did both. And then you got Selton Miguel or Dejuan Gordon, and especially Mike McGurl, who at times have to have the ball in their hands up at the top of the offense. And K-State's adjusted to those two things and, by the way, played their best offense of the year, I think, not by the number of points, but I think the efficiency on offense and doing what they need to do, not getting sucked into taking a bunch of three-pointers, getting the ball inside the free throw line, all the way to the paint, getting it to the big guys, all those things have been done better in the last two games. And that's without Nigel Pack having someone who's a natural point guard to come in and give him some minutes. So that's pretty impressive what they've done all the way up and down the lineup. Guess what? It's a team game, right? And that's when you win, you start saying, I got accolades for so many people, we don't have enough time to talk about it.
Yeah, that's the really cool part. And I guess just a thought on Mike, you mentioned him. I didn't, in any way, shape, or form mean to leave him out as a defender. The truth is, this guy has been a really good defender for K-State for back to his freshman year. But how special was it to see what he did against Oklahoma late in the game with those back-to-back-to-back threes? And what a senior night with 19-7, an assist, two steals, and nearly 39 minutes of play. That was special.
Yes, and 5 3-point makes is the most in his career. But, you know, we can talk about that, and it's very well said, Wyatt. It's appropriate to pat him on the back. But this was like a movie scene, okay? Are you kidding me? K-State's wearing the two-tone uniforms, a lavender top, the dark purple pants at home. The NCAA gives them a waiver to do that once a year, so they were doing that on Mike McGurl's celebration of his senior night. But the Cats are behind, the number seven team in the country. They fought hard, but, you know, they ran out a little juice. Starting about the 12-minute mark, K-State went on a dry spell, and sure enough, the Sooners had separated and had a six-point lead under 4 minutes left. And you go, what a good effort by K-State. Maybe they'll make a push, but most likely Oklahoma's going to get out of here with a win tonight. And then Mike McGurl knocks down three straight three-pointers. One of them, I think the first one, in the corner right next to the K-State bench, off balance, the backboard almost blocking his shot, somehow throws up a beautiful three-pointer. And then steps back and hits another one and another one, 9 straight points, unanswered, and K-State suddenly ahead on senior night. And you're just in the crowd, which is obviously small because that's all that's allowed with COVID, is roaring. I mean, you could hear the crowd. Like the fifth time this year, I heard the crowd, Wyatt.
Yes.
Everyone's falling over. It's like, this is like a movie scene. Are you kidding me? And K-State made another basket, went on an 11-0 run. And really were the better team down the stretch, making free throws at the end, different guys making free throws. But that's magical what Mike McGurl did. I mean, he hit 3 3-pointers. And think about this, his career high for 3-point makes in a game for his whole career is 4. And he hit 3 in a row to pull K-State ahead. That was too cool. I've heard some people say, come up and tell me that on Twitter, I don't follow Twitter, but somewhere on social media, someone said, well, Mike might come back next year. And he may have one more home game against Iowa State, but I don't think it's going to be as magical as this senior night with what he did. And I kind of probably think that's true. If he outpaces this, comes back next year and does better on his last game at home, I will be just going, my jaw will be on the ground going, are you kidding me? That was amazing. It was cool. And what a big, big, it's like Michael Jordan stuff. really? It's like Michael Jordan. Rip, rip, rip. Are you kidding me? 9 straight points. It was awesome.
It really, really was. We remind you, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. An Authentic Brand is the official apparel provider of the K-State Sports Network. Shop for K-State gear at authentic-brand.com. That's authentic-brand.com. Next up for the Wildcats, a trip to Morgantown, West Virginia, to take on the Mountaineers at the WVU Coliseum, 3 o'clock Central Time on Saturday, which means we will hit the air at 2 with the pregame show. And you and I have had the pleasure of knowing Bob Huggins now for quite some time, and this guy has basically reinvented this basketball team right in the middle of the year, going from an Oscar Tshiebwe, Derek Culver front court to Tshiebwe is out. Culver is the main guy. I'm going to put 4 guards with him, and here we go. And here we go is exactly what they've done. They've been terrific.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
Well, they really have. You talk about their recent game against Texas, a highly ranked team down by 19. Nothing going right. They find a way to win. Then they win another game at TCU, and you look up Wyatt, and how about this? More wins on the road this year than any team in the conference. West Virginia has 7 wins on the road this year. 7-2 this season. So just amazing what they've been able to do, the fight that they have, the grit. And you mentioned it well. They've reinvented their basketball team where they really can hurt you from the outside. They're not necessarily pressing or anything like that, but the quickness with their defense, they're not blocking as many shots at the rim. Oscar Tshiebwe, obviously not there. Derek Culver doing his thing, but there's a lot of other guys who really showed some good basketball talent. And to me, it really starts with Miles McBride. Deuce, they call him. He is just a winner. The guy is a great football player, a great basketball player, and he lets the game come to him, does what he needs to throughout the game. But when things get tough and you need someone to win the game in the last 2 minutes or hit a big shot, even 3-pointers, when everybody watching on TV and everybody in the gym knows it has to be a 3-pointer for West Virginia, he goes down and smoothly strokes it in. I am so impressed just with Miles McBride. I don't know where he should be on first, second, third, all Big 12, things like that, Wyatt, because his numbers don't blow you away. But I'll tell you what, the guy's always under control, plays well all the time, and it comes winning time, he finds a way to do it. Very impressed with him. And obviously, this is Bob Huggins, right? I mean, we saw it at K-State when he took over a team, and he kind of reinvented them throughout the year. And you look up and you look at the record and go, gosh, I forgot that we lost some games earlier in the year. And he had such a winning record because he figures out a way to win. He wills his team to do it. So that's Bob Huggins. It's a guy we know, right? There's no doubt about it. He set K-State basketball onto what is the modern reclamation, right? I mean, Frank Martin after that and Bruce Weber, we've been playing a high level of basketball only since Bob Huggins brought it back.
Very interesting basketball team in West Virginia, ranked 10th in one national poll this week, 13th in the other. And Huggs will be the first to say this is far, far from being his best defensive team. But shooting the ball, I think we start there to finish up. 45% from three for Miles McBride, 40% for Sean McNeil, and off that bench, Taz Sherman at 38% from three. That's a little un West Virginia-like, but boy, those three guys have been dynamite for him this year.
Yeah, you think of West Virginia offense, and it's about, hey, doesn't matter if you miss or not, just get that ball up on the rim and around the backboard, and our guys will fight for it. Well, you know, he was playing with teams that got 1/3 of all their misses back and got another chance before they left that end of the court. There's still that kind of grit, but there's just much more smooth basketball being played, Wyatt, and a shooting ability. And the defense is not full court press, causing you problems like that. But they're also not fouling as much. You know, they're not giving you time at the free throw line nearly as much as they have in the past. So I'm really excited about the skill level that those guys have. And it'll be interesting to see if K-State matches up, because at times when K-State shows grit, they've been able to fight West Virginia. But if you don't, if you let your guard down, Wyatt, they will tear you apart. And we saw it in Manhattan when they beat K-State 69-47, and the Wildcats turned over the basketball 28 times. Now, the good news is a lot of that was on K-State, not just West Virginia. And I kind of shake my head and go, could you imagine K-State having giant turnover problems? I just don't. I think things have settled down. They learned how to play better basketball, and they're ready for some heat that West Virginia will bring. It'll still be tough to get the passes made and get the offense started, but I think they're up to it. I'm really excited about this opportunity to play the second straight top 10 team.
Should be a very, very interesting weekend. Saturday at the WVU Coliseum in Morgantown at 3 o'clock Central Time. We'll have coverage starting at 2, the Cats and the Mountaineers, after K-State wins back-to-back games at TCU and at home against number 7, Oklahoma. That's going to wrap up our Wildcat Weekly podcast this week, presented by, as always, Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats!
This has been the official Wildcat podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.